AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden will make a rare step to deepen U.S. involvement in two bloody conflicts.
For just the second time, the president will deliver a primetime address from the Oval Office, where he will argue the U.S. is obligated to help both Ukraine and Israel, and will publicly lobby lawmakers to give both more money. The White House is expected to unveil a formal funding request tomorrow, likely to be around $100 billion over the next year. That includes funds for both Taiwan and managing the southern border migrant flow. The hope is combining all those issues into one bill will help get it through Congress. But there are steep challenges, including a House in chaos and opposition on both sides of the political spectrum to aiding both Ukraine and Israel. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Israel's defense minister tells troops to be ready for a ground assault in Gaza. He didn't say when. U.S. intelligence estimates the loss of life was staggering from a Gaza hospital blast, the low end of 100 to 300. The Pentagon says a Navy warship in the Red Sea took out three missiles and several drones that had been fired from Yemen. Brigadier General Pat Ryder is a Pentagon spokesman.
This is an uptick in terms of the types of drone activity we've seen in Iraq and Syria.
Jim Jordan tried two times to be voted in as House Speaker. He fell short. Will there be a third attempt?
I'm still running for Speaker, and I plan to go to the floor and get the votes and win this race. But I want to go talk with a few of my colleagues. Particularly, I want to talk with the 20 individuals who voted against me.
Sidney Powell, one of former President Donald Trump's attorneys, pleaded guilty to charges of trying to overturn the results of the 2020 election in Georgia. At Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York, the former president's son Eric's testimony focused on a lofty value on a suburban New York golf course. This is AP News. A lawyer speaking for the man charged with killing Tupac Shakur in 1996 says there are problems with the prosecution's case. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
Attorney Ross Goodman told a Nevada judge he is close to being hired to represent Dwayne Keefe D. Davis. Clark County District Judge Tiara Jones gave him 2 weeks and reset Davis's arraignment for November 2nd. Goodman told reporters before the hearing the case against Davis has some issues.
Obviously, the things that jump out is that there's no gun, there's no car, and there's no witnesses from 27 years ago.
Prosecutors say Davis orchestrated the drive-by shooting that killed Shakur. Clark County District Attorney Steve Wolfson could not be reached for comment. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The FBI says thousands of information technology workers contracting with U.S. companies have for years secretly sent millions of dollars of their wages to North Korea for use in its ballistic missile program. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.